The significance of this is that it is a window to a time and to a person. We can understand Aaron in ways we could not without it. We can look at Aaron and see things about him that perhaps he wanted to convey, that were conveyed through the image. It puts a face to a story. And when you have that opportunity, it makes the story all that more real, all that more personal. It's not just another name. It's a face that you can attach to that. To have that opportunity with someone like Aaron is all the more remarkable. Unlike Henry Clay, Aaron did not have the opportunity to create voluminous records of his life. He probably never had the opportunity to record his own story in any way. So this creates some small window to that, to learn that story, to understand that story, to have some understanding of who he was and what he was about. And so that is really remarkable. So few sites have these kinds of images. We are so fortunate that we do, and we are able to tell this story.
So these images are very rare. You know, how great is it to have one of these in your possession and to add as part of the tour experience here?
Absolutely. They are incredibly so. Very, very few sites have these sorts of images. And we have one that we not only have, but we know a lot about the person. We have a lot of story about Aaron. So we have a combination there that I have found very few corollaries with at other historic sites around the country. Even sites like Mount Vernon and Monticello and Montpelier don't have many of these images. I think Montpelier has a few. They're mostly after slavery. The fact that ours not only is of an enslaved person, but was done during the era of slavery, so in the 1850s probably, is even that much more so. Rarely do you find any done during that period.
So how is it that you were able, this was able to take place if it was, it's so difficult to, for it to happen? How did it happen?
How did the photo get made?
Yeah, I mean, how did it, you know, as you say, these other sites don't really have this, so how did it pan out that you were able to achieve this?
Well, that's a long story. The achievement of this day is part of a process that includes the family. They took great pains to preserve the image. They took great pains to make sure that it was there and was ultimately here for many years. When we did the big renovation in 1992, it was determined that that sort of material should go to UK, where it could be better preserved, better housed, and made available to a wider range of researchers. And they've done an excellent job of that. Since that time, we've improved our ability to do a lot of those things. We also have come to a point where we are now interpreting that image in a way that makes it really important to have it here. They understood that. We've had a relationship with them that's been nothing but productive over the 3 decades since the records went there in the first place. There have been other times when things were there that we said, you know, we have need of that and it really should be at Ashland. And they said, you know what, you're right. Let's just do that. Not necessarily things of this magnitude, but things. And this was a case where there are two, so everybody could benefit. It was a kind of no-brainer. Why not? Why shouldn't there be images in as many places as we can put them? Now we have the opportunity for people maybe to see it here and go there. There are more records about that image at UK. So, you know, I think there's a great opportunity here. When I put the question to them, they did not hesitate. They absolutely said, definitely should be there. We see that. That makes good sense. And it went right through the process. And they were great. They worked very hard to put this together and get people here. And we appreciate that so very much.
What do you think our hope, maybe tour people that take tours here when they see this image now, take away from that?
That enslaved people were that. They were people. They were human. They had lives. They had stories. They wanted themselves to be seen in certain ways. They are not just part of the site. They aren't part of the fabric. These are human beings who did amazing things just to survive. And we hope that they will remember that. And I think having pictures like Aaron makes it far easier for people to do that. When I do the Traces tour, or even the Signature tour, being able to say, here's Aaron, makes a world of difference. I think when they leave, they not only remember Aaron, they remember the people we talked about who, you know, names that don't have images, and they also remember that there are a whole lot more names that we don't talk about much at all because we don't have much information at this point. to share.
I've got one more. It's not news for a lot of people that Henry Clay had enslaved people, but does this something like this create a little more of a negative view of Henry Clay generally?
I don't think of this as a negative view. I think of it as an honest view. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is a fact that he enslaved people and was one of the larger slaveholders in this state. That is reality. We can't change that. That's what happened. He made choices relative to slavery. He had politics that he developed around the issue, but at the end of the day, he enslaved people basically from birth right up until his death, and never at any point in time made a major effort to mass emancipate anyone. In fact, of the people we know of that he enslaved, I believe we currently have records of 7 that he emancipated. So clearly, he knew what he was doing and that he was doing it. That's just an objective reality. So that's, if we're going to tell the whole story, if we're going to present the whole picture, that's part of the picture. You can't not do that.
And the other 120 enslaved individuals, do you think there's the opportunity for some of those to be recognized more formally?
We recognize a number of those folks on the Traces Tour, on the Signature Tour, in exhibits, absolutely. And we want to do that wherever and however we can. We continue on a constant basis to perform research. I constantly am going online and looking for things. I visit repositories. Last year, I spent a week at the Library of Congress. The Clay family papers there comprise 18,000 documents. So suffice to say, it would take some time to go through all of them. And I didn't even try. I mean, that wasn't my goal. I set out to look at certain sections that I thought would contain information, for example, about the photograph or about the Dupuy family or whatnot. And I looked at some parts of that. I didn't even get through all the stuff that I had laid out as things to look at in that particular trip. It just takes so long. But absolutely, we want to share any and every story that we can in whatever venue we can do that. We work continuously for that purpose.